I come down now to verse 3 here. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now, he by divine power, he's given us all of the things that you and I need that has to do with life. That is really living it up. I don't know about you. I've always wanted to live it up. I want to live. And that doesn't mean the way the world thinks of it. It doesn't mean to go out and paint the town red. You always run out of paint when you start that sort of thing. Life and godliness. Don't say today God hasn't made an arrangement for you to live for him. He's made every arrangement for you unto us that pertain unto life and godliness. Here we go again, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Again, it's only through the knowledge of Christ that we can really learn to live down here and grow and become a godly person. The only way in the world that you can become the kind of person, a fully developed personality, well-developed personality. The only way in the world that you can become that kind of a person is through knowing Jesus Christ, the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory. And that means to be like him and virtue. Now, that word virtue, and I'm going into just a little detail about that word. I have spent a lot of time with some of these words here because they're important. Now, virtue doesn't mean what it means today. That is, it's not confined to chastity. That's what we think of today. We say she's a virtuous woman. They say there are very few of them around today. I heard the other day in one high school in Los Angeles that 90% of the girls were not virtuous. Well, we think of it as chastity, that it's in that direction. Actually, this word is not in that direction. It was a good Latin word, and it has to do with excellence and with courage. It means that you have the courage to excel in life. You don't have to live a little mousy, Mr. Milquetoast life and be a yes man to everything that comes along. You can stand upon your hind feet and you can state your position and stand for God. We need that virtue today, to glory and virtue. And the only way we can do it is through knowledge of Christ. This is the formula he's giving to us here. Knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.